This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, the irony is rich. You keep hearing on here on the news about the proposals for gun control that they're considering and everything else. You got old Joe Biden floundering in the polls and needing a distraction. So he seized on the recent mass shootings to launch a gun control push. Many gun people seem to panic by his talk of an assault weapon ban, whatever that means, and outlawing all 9mm ammunition. But without any compromise on badly needed school safety provisions, it's going to be hard to see even modest federal gun restrictions going forward. In fact, the Republican proposal is starting to look no more than what McConnell and even Trump was offering the Democrats in 2019. Meanwhile, the constitutional conservatives on the Supreme Court are going to hand down another important decision on self-defense and the Second Amendment. That is looming. This looming decision everybody knows about is expected, you know, is the expected overturning of Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs case. But also coming this June is the Bruin case, which should strike down the granddaddy of all American gun control laws, New York's 1911 Sullivan Act. Sullivan was a corrupt Tammany Hall politician, and there are many scholars who think Sullivan's motives in essentially disarming law-abiding citizens of their pistols was to make life easier for his many criminal compatriots. Sullivan Act is a discretionary permit law allowing the police arbitrary power to decide to whom they issue a pistol permit. In New York City, it's often been easy to get one if you're wealthy or famous like Robert De Niro. Yet, ordinary people who live and work in dangerous neighborhoods are routinely denied gun permits like the plaintiffs in Bruin. And when this case is decided, there will, of course, be the usual gnashing of teeth by the gun grabbers who will shriek about how the Second Amendment is not a personal right and it's just for members of state militia. But that argument was annihilated several years ago by Professor Volokh in his 1996 article, The Commonplace Second Amendment, where he shows that the Second Amendment enshrines the right of the people individually. Early Kentucky, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Vermont bills of rights speak of the right to people to bear arms. Since these provisions secure rights against state governments, they must recognize a right belonging to someone other than the state or entities whose membership is defined by the state. This likewise suggests that the right of the people to bear arms refers to the right of individuals. The Kentucky state constitutional language, written just a year after the U.S. Bill of Rights by men who were friends and colleagues of Madison and other Virginia framers, is particularly on point. The rights of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be questioned. Furthermore, the militia clauses of the original U.S. Constitution gave Congress extensive powers over the organization and training of the state militias. If the Second Amendment was somehow intended to be such by such oblique phrases to then modify this power to Congress, it's all but impossible to see how that would actually have worked. So the real meaning of a well-regulated militia as used by the 18th century American means more than just a well-trained and equipped military force. It's a political concept that assumes an armed populace as an integral part of society and good government. That's why you hear certain troops referred to as regulars. Regulated regulars. That's why you hear that. Both American and English patriots were deep admirers of the Swiss model of militia. Diplomat Abraham Stanion wrote in 1714, "The Swiss have a well-regulated militia that may overturn a government at pleasure." Now, after Bruin, I'm not actually going to be looking for the people, the good people of New York and other high-crime blue states, to literally overturn their governments, but they could work a quiet revolution of sorts. Law-abiding citizens would finally be able to readily defend themselves from the predators who lurk on their streets, which is just about all over nowadays in the blue cities, isn't it? I mean, New York is particularly hellish because they, you know, like where I live in South Carolina, I have very little chance of being shoved in front of a subway train because we don't have any subway trains. They do in New York. So, ordinary people in big cities could take charge of their own safety and that of their neighborhoods by carrying a licensed weapon. A real sense of civic pride and responsibility could form, which would be interesting because today we don't have any. Now, let me remind you of what the squad types and the BLM types and all these other types are wanting. They don't want police. They don't want a civic sense of pride. They don't want an armed populace. They want to call 911 to summon a squad car full of social workers because they know they're not going to do anything. And I don't, when I sit back and I think about, oh, well, they know nothing's going to happen here. And yet, they're going to push it anyway. I mean, who's a social, unless the social worker is built like a linebacker. I don't know. The leftist position is always puzzling to me because of its pure stupidity. Everything they do, and everything that Democrats vote for, and I'm talking about Democrat voters, not politicians, but everything that Democrat voters vote for is all based on pie in the sky. Now, we keep hearing about this working group of senators in the U.S. Senate. Right now, I would imagine part of the charge or part of the negotiations is to harden schools, which without that, there is no safety for children. And if it isn't part of it, it should be. But with the Democrats, it's ban guns. Now, they might be willing to compromise on making it to where you have to be 21 to buy a rifle. Which, you know, that's not what they want, but they would take it if they could get it on the Democratic side because they're always looking for incrementalism. This is what we want. This is what we'll take. We'll take anything. We'll take anything to infringe upon your rights. And that's where the devil is in the details because once they start that incrementalism, it's like a staircase. You're climbing the stairs. And these people in these cities, like in New York, where they keep voting for these politicians and keep voting for, you know, I wonder if Kathy Hochul will get reelected. And all this other nonsense. She just passed a bunch of gun control stuff that isn't, you know, it's not even the SAFE Act. And the SAFE Act was supposed to end all of this. And they can't get out there and say, well, we have to pass this because the other stuff we passed during the SAFE Act didn't actually do anything. Because then that gives away the game. If you want to stop crime, you allow the good people of your city, your state, whatever, you allow them to carry a weapon. And let that specter exist for the bad guys out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, We have some new statistics from the Department of Justice. Statistics actually released by the National Institute of Justice. And it shows nearly all school shooters were suicidal at the time they carried out their crime. That's a common point among these people. They refer to this as suicidality. It was found to be a strong predictor of perpetration of mass shootings. Of all mass shooters in the Violence Project database, 30% were suicidal prior to the shooting, and an additional 39% were suicidal during the shooting. I don't even know how you would begin to measure that, to be quite honest with you, but that's all beside the point. The numbers were significantly higher for younger shooters, with K-12 students who engage in mass shootings found to be suicidal in 92% of instances, and college university students who engage in mass shootings suicidal 100% of the time. Trauma is a common element of the backgrounds of those committing mass shooting, both in the database and the qualitative studies. Early intervention through school-based services may be a key component of early prevention. Of course, that trauma is not going to be known unless the parents let it slip or the guardians let it slip and put it out there. So what is this telling you? This is telling you that there's precursors out there to all of these things that obviously get missed. Some of them are quite obvious, like nearly half of them issue a warning before committing their crime. 48% leak their plans in advance to others, including family members and friends and colleagues, as well as strangers and law enforcement officers. Legacy tokens like manifestos were left behind 23.4% of the time. About 70% of the individuals who perpetrated mass shooting knew at least some of their victims. And for K-12 schools, most of them are insiders, current or former students and employees. Now, this was all obtained from a study of mass shootings between 1966 and 2019. Persons who committed public mass shootings in the U.S. over the last half century were commonly troubled by personal trauma before their shooting incident, nearly always in a state of crisis at the time, and in most cases engaged in leaking their plans before opening fire. Most were insiders of a targeted institution, such as an employee or student. Except for young school shooters who stole the guns from family members, most used legally obtained handguns in these shootings. The study also found that the mass majority of shootings were carried out with handguns. Notably, most individuals who engaged in mass shootings used handguns 77.2% and 25.1% used assault rifles in the commission of their crime. Of the known mass shooting cases, 32.5% of cases could not be confirmed. 77% of those who engaged in mass shootings purchased at least some of their guns legally, while illegal purchases were made by 13% of those committing mass shootings. Cases involving K-12, over 80% of the individuals who engaged in shooting stole guns from family members. And in the interim, we have a semi-automatic ban. They're throwing that about. It's not great. It's probably not going to happen. I'm not that worried about it, because that's some salmon trying to swim up a waterfall. I just don't see that. Now, what interests me here is we're looking at these statistics, and here you got a bunch of politicians out there discussing taking guns from you as if that's going to keep this from happening, when most of these people are very young people. Very young people. Elliot Rogers, he was a young person. Adam Lanza, young person. Right? Nicholas Cruz, young person. James Holmes, college student, still a young person. Ramos, he was 18. This guy out of Buffalo, he was 18. Young people. So, the part See, right now, while you've got all these politicians going, well, you know, the AR-15 is the weapon of choice. Well, for these young minds full of mush, they're like, really? Well, if I'm going to do mine, I'm going to have to go get one of those, I guess. I'm still dying to know how Ramos, where he got the money to buy the stuff he bought, because he spent some money. And I mean, when I was 18 years old, if somebody had handed me that much money, I wouldn't have known what to do. I'd have been sitting there with a shocked look on my face for about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. But it wasn't like he was graduating, because the problem he was having at home was he wasn't going to graduate. He wasn't going to graduate. So he bought these guns, I guess prior to graduation, and went and did his deed. But we know a couple of things about these guys. We know that half of them are telling people what they're going to do. They're trying. Actually, what they're doing is they're trying to get stopped. They want somebody to stop them, would be my guess. I'm not a psychologist, and I slept through every class, so I got no idea. But when they are telling somebody something, I don't know if this is because they're looking for grandeur or if they're looking for, if it's a cry for help. I don't know. But what I do know is when they're leaking their plans and everything, it doesn't take a whole lot to look around and see what this guy's doing. Now, I get that parents have a busy day and everything, but like if young Jimmy comes out there and says, you know, the guy that taught me algebra, I don't like him very much, and I think I'm going to go shoot up school. I think it's probably incumbent upon those parents to, you know, if they weren't paying attention to young Jimmy before, maybe they should now. Maybe they should go toss his room and see what he's got in his room. Maybe they should go see if he's got any money somewhere. Maybe they should go see where he's going. Look at his age. If he's 20, you know, if he's 18 years old, young Jimmy is currently legal. And he can buy all manner of things to do these kind of things. If you hear that, then you actually probably need to start taking action. And instead, we're getting, you know, everything we're doing now is in, it's all after action reviews. After innocent people have been murdered. We got to stop that trend. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering the holy war on American domestic energy that he promised on the campaign trail. Meanwhile, energy costs and gas prices for American families have absolutely skyrocketed.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, taking to the Senate floor on Tuesday. This as gas and energy prices continue to skyrocket across the country. Meanwhile, Democrats, including President Biden, say Russia's war with Ukraine and supply chain issues are causing the high energy prices. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing about domestic terrorism with testimony from survivors, family members of victims, and others impacted by mass shootings in Buffalo, New York. Since the Buffalo shooting, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has signed new gun control bills into law. This is USA Radio News. Border control seizures of illicit fentanyl are on the rise. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares says the increase of fentanyl crossings at the southern border is not being addressed on a federal level.
The federal government is not doing its part trying to go after these criminal organizations to try to put more pressure on the Mexican government, also China, for exporting these chemicals into Mexico, where the cartels are able to supply these, make these counterfeit pills.
Earlier this year, the High Trafficking Drug Trafficking Areas Program received $275 million in funding from the Biden administration. It's primary election day in seven states. Voters in California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota will set the stage for House and Senate races this fall. House races in New Jersey and Iowa will be critical as Republicans look to take control of Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, in the days that followed Uvalde, there were other hundreds of additional shooting incidents in the U.S. In any blue city you care to mention. 33 of these qualified as mass shootings. All of these shootings were tragedies, nonetheless. One of the reasons that these senseless incidents continue to occur is a refusal of the left to consider an important causal factor that figures into all of them. Now, yes, I am all about tactical stuff and guns and holsters and all these other things, but at the same time, we have lost that spiritual grounding of religion, of God. Now, if pushed, the left would discuss the negative effects of human fathers missing from the lives of mass shooters, like Salvador Ramos, the Uvalde murderer. Most of the mass shooters over the past several years grew up in fatherless homes. Even with this well-documented statistic, the left prefers to avoid the subject because so many of their policies encourage fatherless families. Further, you know, you try to engage the left in discussing the even more negative effects of that spiritual grounding from the lives of mass shooters, and you will be ridiculed. We, you know, here's the thing about this. When I was a kid in the 60s, you know, went to church every day. And there was a grounding then. And churches, you know, you can drive by any church around on any Sunday, and they're always full. I mean, now we actually exist in the time of the mega church, the gigantic churches where they have thousands of people that are, you know, members of the church. But whatever it is, whatever it is, it's there's still something that's missing. Jamie Foxx got out there and he said, I never thought I would live in a Christian society where they would let little children die over and over again. And, you know, that's fine. Wake up, dude. You don't live in a Christian society. That's the problem. It's why these abominable tragedies continue to occur. You live in a society that for decades has done its best to drive God out of the culture, to send fathers out of the house. You live in a society where children are not allowed to pray in school. I've gotten back into the martial arts, and in the martial arts class that I go to in the karate school I go to with Ray Thompson, Upstate Karate in the upstate of South Carolina, part of every opening of the class is the Pledge of Allegiance. How many do the Pledge of Allegiance? How many know it? And that's the problem. We live in a society, you know, branding people who quote Holy Scripture as purveyors of hate speech, which is hilarious. That's hilarious. You live in a society responding to the COVID-19 pandemic by closing churches but allowing bars and strip clubs to remain open. You live in a society where the number of professing Christians is declining rapidly. You live in a society where the church once influenced the culture, but increasingly, the culture is influencing the church. One of the inevitable effects of secularization is it encourages the darker side of human nature. And the darker side of human nature shows through in the gun violence plaguing the country today, and all of the, and it's all kinds of violence too. Listen, when you hear all this stuff coming from the left about gun violence, just remember that's only 8% of violent crime. 8%. That's the tip of the iceberg. And yeah. Now, Ramos did not slaughter innocent little children at Robb Elementary and School in Uvalde because he is a Christian filled with the love of God. He committed his unthinkable act because he grew up without God and a father. I think sometimes maybe you can grow up without one or the other, but definitely you need a father. Everybody needs a father. Criminal profilers know young men, the average age of mass shooters in America is 18, and so far they've all been men who grew up without human fathers, are at risk of developing feelings of hate, anger, and self-loathing. And even without an earthly father, if they grew up with God, maybe, they could overcome the destructive feelings of their negative self-image. And instead, these young men, they take the evil route. And for them, I mean, it's a world where nobody's placed much value on their life. They've learned to place no value on the lives of others because of this. This kind of deep-seated bitterness is causing young men to commit the unthinkable acts that we associate with Robb Elementary, Columbine High School, Marjory Stoneman Douglas, Virginia Tech. Acts that could have been prevented if we could have a rational discussion on the root cause. But that's not what it's about. Nobody wants to solve these on the Democratic side. That's how unserious they are. If they really wanted to solve these, then they would probably listen to some of the Republicans and actually go out there and start hardening schools. And I'm not sitting here to tell you the Republicans got their collective act together, because I don't think they do. But at the same time, I mean, I wouldn't be negotiating with the Democrats at all. I would not be negotiating with them simply because of how unserious they are with their demands. Where they're out there saying, okay, we want to restrict rifle purchases. Okay. I'm not sure how constitutional that is to begin with, but we're taking a class of people. And I know what you're going to say. Well, they're 18-year-olds. Well, look at what's happening to 18-year-olds and 16-year-olds. These two guys got to be in lockdown for 2 years prior to this. I'm sure that was whatever was aching with them. I'm sure it got all kinds of better because they were isolated with their feelings. I'm sure that was the best thing to do for them. Aren't you? Don't you think it's a good idea if you are harboring bitter feelings of hate, self-loathing, suicidal thoughts, all these other things. The best thing in the world for you is to leave you alone with your thoughts. No, wait a minute. That's not what they say. Every time something like that comes up, especially the suicidal part, we give out a phone number, a 1-800 number, for you to call to save your own life. So, we do at least pay lip service to it, right? But do we? Do we actually? The root causes are there to be seen, and unless somebody's going to do something about it, this is going to happen again. And again. And again. It's going to continue to happen over and over again. Because nobody's solving anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I was having one of those moments where one of my icons was jumping on the screen for some reason, so I had to put that one out of its misery. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now we are feeling the effects, the after effects. You know, we got some of these politicians, they're feeling their oats in a lot of cases. They're coming out saying, there's nothing going to stop us. There's nothing going to stop us. Okay. A lot has been written about the recent spate of mass casualty attacks carried out by murderers using guns. So we got those pushing gun control or outright confiscation, talking a big talk and everything. Clamoring for Congress to do something is loud. Problem is, Congress can't really do anything. They're not going to do anything that's actually going to have an effect, okay? Banning you from buying a gun, that, you know, banning a gun for you to buy, for example, a law-abiding person means that you just won't have that gun. That won't stop a school attack. So, during times of the do-something politics, the government has a track record of making a bad situation a worse situation. How many people would have protested the government's post-9/11 Patriot Act and creation of the Department of Homeland Security had they understood 20 years ago that Congress's do-something legislation would open up the door to mass warrantless surveillance citizens, reduced privacy, intrusive transportation screenings, and a disinformation board for regulating speech? Now, still, when children are slaughtered in horrific ways as they were in Uvalde, Texas, even prudent people with good heads on their shoulders find it difficult not to throw up their arms in anguish and demand that those with power do something. And it should never come as any surprise to you that when a bureaucrat hears this, they relish these moments when the unscrupulous can be heard saying, never let a crisis go to waste. When citizens demand something new to restrict their own freedom, government actors are very eager to be obligatory to you. I want to do it for you. I'm excited to be a part of it. When society refuses to solve its own problems and turns to the machinery of government for a solution, well, government just gets bigger, while the power and the liberty of the public declines. Some people are happy with this result, although it is difficult to claim that either of our two major political parties pursues anything limited and balanced in government. The Democratic Party celebrates government power in ways our founding fathers would have abhorred. And for those who sought independence from English tyranny, government was a necessary evil to ensure a peaceful society, but never a blessing in and of itself. And here's a few things for you to consider. Like, you know, government is never a replacement for society. In the United States today, the importance of society slipped away with tragic results. In Common Sense, Thomas Paine wrote for his peers before the Revolution, "Some writers have so confounded society with government as to leave little or no distinction between them, whereas they're not only different, but have different origins. Society is produced by our wants, and our government by our wickedness. The former promotes our happiness positively by uniting our affections, the latter negatively by restraining our vices. The one encourages intercourse, the other creates distinctions. The first is a patron, the last is a punisher." For too many Americans, that sharp divide between government and society has disappeared, and the former now presumes to speak in toto for the latter. Now, to appreciate this sort of crucial distinction, consider that the only solution overwhelmingly tossed around for reducing mass shootings is to pass laws that make it more difficult, if not impossible, to own firearms. Now, even though the Second Amendment's protection of Americans' natural and inalienable right to self-defense states clearly that that shall not be infringed, the prevailing assumption held by both citizens and legislators is that the only new laws and regulations and penalties can curb gun violence. So when government is seen as the only answer to a problem, then punishment becomes the only tool for effecting change. So, you know, we got a lot of people that, you know, nowadays, a Hannibal Lecter is no big deal. We got a lot of sociopaths running around. If we still had proper regard for the role of society as wholly separate from the blunt instrumentalities of government, responding to the illicit actions of one criminal offender by punishing non-offenders, that would seem stupid. It would seem absurd. Society, of course, has innumerable potential answers for handling gun violence. We just don't do any of them. We can rededicate ourselves to teaching America's youth the importance of morality and civic duty and virtue. It could raise the false notion, or reject the false notion, that a religion must be abandoned in the public square. It could celebrate successful marriages and strong families and attentive mothers and fathers. It could dismiss the postmodern temptation to treat what is right and what is wrong as nothing more than contrived. It could commemorate the transition from boyhood to manhood and sanctify the rite of passage attendant with that growth. It could choose to honor those with virtue and condemn those consumed with wickedness. It could recommit itself to teaching individual responsibility. It could also embrace responsible gun ownership as a duty expected of every citizen. And it could refuse, in other words, to hand over society's inherent purpose to the cold machinery of government force and coercion. And yet, nobody thinks about this. Nobody talks about this. Nobody's even doing anything about it. Just as government is incapable of creating moral citizens, it is also an untrustworthy advocate for virtue over sin. Now, one thing that is inevitably true is that the government answers to cultural problems always make everything worse. It creates this counterproductive doom loop of sorts. Society crumbles a little, new government-imposed punishments become law, and society crumbles a little more. Society never improves, yet government authority endlessly expands. And only when Americans come to the conclusion that society's problems require cultural answers, and only when government gets out of its way, can we in American society regain our footing and health. Thomas Paine continues, "Society in every state is a blessing, but government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil. In its worst state, an intolerable one. For when we suffer or are exposed to the same miseries by a government, which you might expect in a country without government, our calamity is heightened by reflecting that we furnish the means for by which we suffer. Now, what does that sound like to you, folks? Does that sound like, well, think about this. A country without government, that's like a third world country, right? Where currency means nothing, where the very basic necessities of life are beyond the financial reach of most people. What does that sound like? Well, it sounds like what's going on here today. Gun control law and heavy-handed government is never going to end this cycle of violence in America. Society has to be like the physician. Society has to pick itself up and has to heal itself. It has to do the heavy lifting. Waiting on God, you know, when you wait on government to do something, I mean, for gun carriers, this is almost the silliest thing I've ever heard, because gun carriers have already made they've already done the calculus and figured out, well, we got to take care of ourselves because nobody's coming. And that's the way it is with government. That's exactly the way it is with government. And it's always the way it is with government, except it's worse. Government just breaks everything, tears everything apart. Think of the post office. It was once great. We got hour number 3 inbound. We're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten from Amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.